Indie 101.5 presents the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. How are you today? I hope you're doing well, and if you're not doing too hot, hopefully this can pick you up a little bit. This show, of course, because we do have some things that tend to be considered as pick-me-ups. Things like, I don't know, maybe music. Music is always good. Perhaps an interview. Perhaps you like to hear other people talking about their problems and that makes you feel better. Or people talking about their triumphs and that makes you feel better. Perhaps. Or perhaps comedy. Perhaps comedy is good for you. I think laughter is the best medicine in my experience. And it's funny because oftentimes when it's the best medicine, it is in times where it hurts to laugh. Yet that makes, I find, the pain go away the best. Anyway, we of course have all of that, music, interviews, comedy, and so much more coming this hour on Indie 101.5. I hope you've been enjoying the change in station as well. I do find there are some perks, because right now, if you type in indie1015fm.ca, that'll bring you to the online station, which I find is a lot easier than before. You had to do Mohawk College, I think, .115thehawk, or something like that. But now it's just indie1015.ca, which is super handy. And the Facebook has been updated, so if you follow the station on there, Instagram as well. So everything's been up to date, and I hope you've been enjoying the transition. It's been fun for you. It's been fun for me. I've liked it. Still kind of adjusting to saying Indie 101.5. Sometimes I slip up and I gotta fix it, but for the most part, it's been good, and I hope you're enjoying it. I mean, the show is more or less the same. You know, we do changes, as you know, every now and again. But other than that, I guess we'll get the show on the road with none other than Artie Shaw. But first, we have Andy Williams with Three Coins in a Fountain here on Indie 101.5.
Just one wish will be granted. time.
The set up, baby, go, 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 or as we natives say, fussy be told. If you're ever gonna kiss me, yeah, that better be tonight, while the mandolins are playing and start. If you've anything to tell me, it had better be tonight, or somebody else may tell me and whisper the words just right. Melios the Sera, baby, go, 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 or as we natives say, Fasubito. If you're ever gonna hold me, it had better be tonight, or somebody else may hold me, they might make me feel just right. Melios the Sera, baby, go, 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 or as we natives say, Fasubito. Americano, who knows little of your speech, be a nice Italiana and start to teach. Show me how in old Milano lovers hold each other tight. Sweet paisana, it had better be tonight. Melios the Sera, baby, go, 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 or as we natives say,
Indy 101.5, welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I thank you for joining me. That was Lance Ellington with It Had Better Be Tonight, a Henry Mancini tune first heard in the original Pink Panther movie. I believe it was the second Pink Panther movie. And before that, we had Andy Williams with Three Coins in a Fountain, another movie tune from the film Three Coins in a Fountain, playing off a popular trope perpetrated by Roman Holiday, a 1958 film, romance comedy written by Mankiewicz. He was blacklisted, so he used because they considered him a communist affiliate, and it was written under the alias Dalton Trumbo. And then when he won the Oscar for that award, he could not collect. Everybody had no idea Mankiewicz was Dalton Trumbo. And the rest is history. He got the award, but of course it didn't have his name on it. It said Trumbo, not Mankiewicz. Anyways. Of course, in Roman Holiday, they're in Rome and kind of taking a holiday. And Three Coins in a Fountain is a similar concept, a love affair in Italy. The Trevi Fountain plays a big part, the named fountain, in which all three coins go into. But Next up is the artist I'm excited to talk about right now. It's Roddy Elias, and this song comes from his album Not This Room, which came out, I believe, November of last year, so it's still very recent. And I just want to talk a little bit about Roddy, because there are some very interesting tidbits. For example, his first guitar was made from a cigar box, which actually is not too uncommon. You don't see it too much nowadays, but it is possible, and you do see it, where people will make them out of Kleenex boxes, though I'm sure that sound is not as good as a cigar box, at least depending on the cigar. But cigar boxes, other kinds of boxes, I mean, that's essentially what a guitar is. Just a weirdly shaped box with a hole in the middle, and then some strings. And, of course, he's actually not just a musician, but a accomplished professor. He teaches at Concordia University in Montreal, and is a full-time member of the Faculty of Music, and he was teaching there for 17 years. So quite the studious gentleman. He's professionally studied classical music. He has toured across the country not only as a jazz musician, but as a pop musician, as part of the Scepters. And then he went on to tour with the Jacks and the Jills, based in L.A. for a year, too. So he's definitely had his share of musical experience, and I think that shows in his music. He's educated, he knows what he's doing, and he's very, very refined. Now, in the Not This Room album, it features the Free Spirit Ensemble, which had only just formed and started rehearsing when COVID put everything on hold, so they're only a couple years old. Yet the pandemic did become the inspiration for all 9 songs on the Not This Room album. For example, the song we'll be talking about is The Street, and that focuses on, as per this publicity blurb, the homeless were some of the most affected during the pandemic, and I suppose still are, and the shelters were often the most dangerous places to stay. The man in this song chooses the street, but he is haunted by the experiences of his friends, and even by the fact he survives. There is a relentlessness to the music that reflects his determination to keep going despite all. And if that isn't moving, if that's not touching and inspiring, then I don't know what you're doing here. That's right. So, without further ado, here is Roddy Elias from his new album, Not This Room, with The Street on Indie 101.5.
He chose the street and not the shelter. He took his chances with the sleepless and the dark. And when his friends did not return, their bodies quiet now as candles under glass. He felt the echo of the flame that was too bright. He makes his weary way among the ones who kept their distance. He thanks his God and turns towards another day. So he walks among the ghosts of times forgotten, and it's the coldest kind of comfort to know he made it through. All he owns he carries on his back, with nothing much to lose, yet he is restless, set to fight. And when the morning brings on daylight, he takes a silent count of everything. He feels the echo of a life that was once was promised. He makes an oath to walk among the ones who understand him. He thanks the stars and turns towards another night. Everything is closed, and so he walks among the ghosts of times forgotten. And it's the coldest kind of comfort to know he made it through.
Thank you.
Indie 1015, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. I know I have, hosting it at least. And let's say you are having a good time. I think it will get better. What we just heard was Charles Mingus with Bird Calls, Artie Shaw with Comes Love, then Roddy Elias with The Street from his album Not This Room. Of course, we chatted a lot about that. But I say it's going to get better, not because it's been bad so far, but because we have our comedy. And like I was saying, comedy really is a medicine for all the ailments that people might have. It heals, it makes us feel good, and who better to do that than Arthur Simeon, a comedian from Uganda originally, but he's lived in Canada for quite some time. I believe last I saw him, I got the chance to see him live a couple years ago. He joked about how he's living in Thunder Bay and he's out there And he's just as funny in person as he is on the radio, on TV, wherever you see him. He's a really talented guy. He's a very nice guy. And he's just so... He just hits the nail on the head. He's just... He kills me every time. So without further ado, let me stop teasing you here and introduce Arthur Simeon on Indy 101.5.
And that's why when everyone, you're talking about Canadian immigration, everyone is like, we're letting too many people in. Some people are like, we're not letting enough people in. Canada should have the easiest immigration policy. Do you want to move to Canada? Okay, we'll come pick you up. It doesn't matter which part of the world you're in. We're going to come pick you up at no cost to you. We're going to come pick you up. I'm going to bring you to Canada. We're going to bring you here in January. And we're going to land the plane in Yellowknife. And all these potential immigrants are going to be excited. Like, oh my goodness, we landed at night. They're like, no, it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We're going to stop all the planes a good 900 meters from the nearest building. And the flight attendant is going to be like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Canada. Almost. If you look to your right, there's a building with all the lights and everything. That's Immigration and Customs Canada. It's 900 meters from the plane. If you make it, there's a passport waiting for you, no questions asked. Okay? The toughest part about being an African person on this planet is that everyone thinks they're better than us. All of you think you're better than us, and the silence, you're like, yeah, duh, of course. That's not true. Don't get me wrong. Some of you are, but not all of you, okay? And I will explain. I joined a group conversation recently. A girl noticed my accent. She's like, excuse me, you have a bit of an accent. Where are you from? I said, I was born and raised in Kampala, Uganda. She's like, oh, amazing. Coincidence, I just came back from Uganda 3 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, did you enjoy your visit to my lovely home country? She goes, oh, no, I wasn't there visiting. I was there helping out. I'm like, oh, did they call you or something? Like, what is... She's like, no, you don't understand. I work at Lululemon at the mall, and I took 3 weeks off, and I went to Uganda to help out. Now, here's the thing. I grew up in Uganda. I understand the expertise we need in so many different areas in life. Medicine, engineering, nursing, maybe even urban planning, okay? This girl works at Lululemon at the mall. Who was looking for tight yoga pants expertise? Listen, if you work at the mall, I've lived here long enough to know that if you work at the mall and you're over the age of 21, you have already failed in life. You have already failed in life. Why are you taking your lack of ambition and mediocrity to a place that already has its problems? No. You stay right here, stay in your basement apartment, and stay the hell away from my people.
Smile. You know this old world is a great world after all. Come on and smile, darn you smile. And right away watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and Joy to get acquainted. Make all your life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you, smile. Thank you. Life is really only what you make it. Stand right up and show them you can take it. Make life worthwhile. Come on and smile. Darn you, smile.
Indie 101.5. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed that grand musical break featuring Sammy Davis Jr. with Smile, Darn You Smile, Duke Ellington with that Creole Rhapsody, one of my favorite rhapsodies, if I do say so, and then none other than Chet Baker with The Wind. That's right, that cool breeze that can just ride us through those long summer days and perhaps extends the winter days into a much longer needed thing. But that is just a bit of the wind. And to close out the show, I have a special song from none other than Ernesto Cervini, debut album with his new electric band, Tetrahedron. And it came out about 2 years ago. It first came out March 5th, 2020, so just coming up on 2 years now. And I find it a very interesting band because it focused on having no chordal instruments, so no songs that could play major, or no instruments that could play major chords, such as piano. It's an experiment pioneered by Lee Konitz, Sonny Rollins, and many other legends, but I think was interestingly executed with the Tetrahedron and that electric band. Things like giving more prominence, well, all these instruments, because none of them are chordal, they have to really work together in an interestingly symbiotic way. Independent notes, such as, groups of just saxophones, the drums, all these things really heighten the ability of not only the musician, I think, but what these instruments are able to do, what they're able to accomplish. It's just really interesting. And the song that we'll be playing, Summit Song, is by the unheralded yet influential altoist Bunky Green. It brings a certain bluesy bebop waltz flavor to the album. And I think that's always nice, a bluesy bebop waltz. I mean, what more can you ask for in one song? You already got like three different things packed in there. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a great tune. So with that, I'm going to close out the show. I thank you so much for listening. And to those who didn't listen, well, it is the thought that counts. What more can I say? I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I don't think I am. Oh, yes, I have to plug the social media, of course. Instagram is johnny.athens, and Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment. So you can get in touch. I do promo stuff for the show on the social media. Sometimes I post snippets, little audio bits prior to the show, things like interviews and whatnot. And of course, if you want to reach out, you want to say something good, you want to say something bad, perhaps you have a song request, I'm all ears, except when I'm all fingers. So very good. Thank you once again for tuning in, for listening. I really appreciate it, and I guess we'll catch you next week. Next Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m., Indie 101.5. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Take care, and good night.
Live from the edge of Hamilton's escarpment, this is Indie 101.5 CIOI.
All right, you fine people, you've made it here just like we asked you to. So thank you for tuning in to Indie 101 today on Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. You are about to embark on the sensorial experience of listening to the